This is Ruben Ernst Show 54 for Sunday, the 6th of November 2005. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Ruben Shade. Welcome to The Ruben Ernst Show. Of course, at RubenErnstShow.com and at Our Media, the global home for grassroots media. Organ of the show, talking about lots of interesting stuff today. In particular, one of the things I do as a podcaster is whenever I find something interesting, this is what I used to do. Whenever I found out something interesting or something I could talk about, I would whip out my Palm Pilot, my Tungsten W, my venerable Tungsten W, and punch it in using the keypad, and then when I got home, I'd be able to have this really good list of stuff I'd be able to talk about, and I'd write down the date and when it happened, or if I saw something that, oh, that'd be a good thing to review, or if I had a sort of philosophical thoughts or something, I jot it down. But of course, ever since my tungsten screen got cracked, it's just over 4 years old now, and to get it fixed is almost equal to the cost of how much they'd be worth on eBay now. But they are getting increasingly difficult to find, and Palm Australia can't fix them anymore because the parts for them they don't have in stock anymore. Something like that, I don't know. So, because I'm a uni student, I don't exactly have the best budget out there to be buying PDAs left, right, and centre. I listened to a tweet this week in tech, and you know Leo Laporte was saying, oh, you know, the video iPod came out last week, so I bought myself one, and here it is. And I'm thinking, you suffer. But I guess when he was at uni, he had the same problem as well. Yes, because of course the Ruben Ernst Show is coming from Ruben Shade. I'm a university student in Australia. A lot of my listeners, I'm actually getting so many more listeners now, and I'll have to tell you why in just a sec. I'll have to tell you about this website. But yeah, a lot of people have been asking me who I am, how old I am, that sort of thing. My name is Ruben Shade, I'm 19 years old, and I'm currently undergoing a tertiary education at the University of South Australia here in Adelaide. Actually, it's technically not Adelaide. It's a little bit north of Adelaide, but you get the idea. Anyway, I want to talk about this one website, which is... no, wait. I had this trail of thought going before. What was I saying? I was talking about Jota's stuff into my PDA. Jeez. It's very late. It's actually quite late Saturday night I'm doing this, so it's online by Sunday morning, so I'm very tired. The reason why I was talking about my PDA like that was because I just have a whole backlog of stuff that I wanted to talk about, and Frank on the Overnightscape says the same thing, that he did a pretty similar thing. He would write down stuff, and then later on he'd talk about it. Even Dave Hunt on My First Podcast, which is another podcast, fellow podcast on Our Media. I actually found out through Our Media. We both have our stuff on Our Media. How many times can I say Our Media in the same Our Media sentence, Our Media sentence? Ugh. So I really should get sponsorship from non-profit organization. But yeah, so what I would do is I'd have these lists of things to talk about, and I've just got such an immense archive. This is pages and pages of stuff I've wanted to talk about in the past, but I've never got around to doing. So one of the things I wanted to talk about, and I've got it here, I've got it on Palm Desktop here. It's written here, right? Caltech's sign on petrol pump on March 2005. And this is what I think. A while ago, Kevin and Sarah and I drove to Victor Harbour. It was our trip to Victor Harbour. It's, you know, about 80k south of Adelaide, that sort of thing, right on the ocean. Really good fish and chip shops, and we went near the beach and that sort of stuff. Don't like beaches. And it was really good, but as we came back, we were obviously low on fuel, so we stopped at this Caltex petrol station, and it said on the sign, it said, "For your convenience, this electronic pump runs silently." And I read that and I thought, how does something running silent, how is that convenient? I mean, I see these signs, not so much in Australia, but in Singapore, for example, I see these signs all the time. And if I can find any more examples of it, but for your convenience, this electronic pump runs silently. How is something running silent convenient? That'd be nice, but it's not, you know, you don't get up in the morning thinking, you know, my life would be a lot more convenient if my petrol pump didn't make any noise. You know, that's how is it making convenient? Because usually convenience means that it's easy to do something, isn't it? And honest, how noisy something like a petrol pump work? How has that got to do with making it easier to use? I don't understand. But when I read that, I don't know why, but I just cracked up laughing. It's just one of those sort of signs. I know, maybe it was just me, but convenient petrol pump. So I've always wanted a convenient petrol pump. Now, how can I make one? I know, I'll make them quiet. Don't ask me. Anyway, I want to talk about this website, which is really awesome. And you go to milliondollarhomepage.com, the million dollar homepage at million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N, dollar, homepage.com. And I might have a link to it on the Ruben Nerd Show website when this show gets uploaded. And what it is, if you're a sort of a computer nerd or a sort of a technophile, that sort of thing, you'd probably know about this. It's been around since August this year. Excuse me, just had dinner. And what it is, this guy, to fund his university education in the United Kingdom, actually went out and he's got this website with 1 million pixels on it. In this box, it's really not that big size box. It's made up of 10,000 little squares, and what he's got is that each pixel on his website, you can buy a pixel on his website for $1. $1. So what he does, you can buy a minimum of 100 pixels, which is a 10 pixel by 10 pixel image. And then you can put whatever you want on there, as long as it's not pornographic, I think. And then you can link it to whatever you want, as long as it's not pornographic, I think. And it doesn't breach copyright. And it's just this massive mosaic of these little images that people have made. I mean, some of them are quite big, and some of them are quite small. I knew about this site from a while ago, but I think it was the 28th of October, fellow podcaster Frank Edward Nora on the Overnight Skate bought himself a pixel, bought himself a 10 by 10 little image on the million dollar homepage. I think it's awesome. It's this really cool mosaic of just random stuff. Some of it's crap, you know, download movies, free hosting, casino and all that. Some of it is genuine crap. But some of it's genuinely interesting, and you can just spend hours clicking on all the little things. And I've now got a Ruben Nerd Show picture on there. I didn't actually buy it myself. A listener donated it to me who wishes to remain anonymous, so for their sake I will keep it anonymous. Because these things aren't cheap. They're $100 for one of these little squares, because it's $1 a pixel, and the minimum amount you can buy is 100 in a square shape. Now, really, really expensive per pixel, I think. And incidentally, on the Overnight Skate forum, I said, who would buy this sort of thing? But a listener actually funded for me. I won't say who he or she was, but they gave me some money to do it. So thank you. If you're listening to this, thank you so much. So what you can do, if you go to the Million Dollar Homepage, and if I just said I'm there, you'd be thinking, where the hell is he? It's a maze of stuff. So what you do, and this is similar to what Frank says, if you go to the Million Dollar Homepage, and there's a really big, long rectangle, red rectangle, about the top middle of the page, and it says free hosting. And then you follow that down about 10 or so blocks to this this blue square. It says Tom Corvin. Very surreal sort of landscape shot with a picture of a guy standing in front of it sort of thing. Then if you keep following down from that, there's this green box that says Absinthe, A-B-S-I-N-T-H-E. Right above the letter S in Absinthe is the Overnight Skate picture, and right above the Overnight Skate picture is... this little box that says RS This, of course, stands for Rubinode Show, and then you can click on that, go to the Rubinode Show website. So that's awesome. And say in the future I want to change the name of the show to something else, that picture will still be relevant because that's also my initials, Ruben Shade of the Rubinode Show. So there you go. Rubinode Show is now on the Million Dollar Homepage, and I encourage you to check it out. Some pretty interesting stuff. Now, I want to get geeky for a few minutes, or nerdy for a few minutes. So if you're... I know a lot of my listeners aren't computer nerds, so if you don't want to listen to some nerdy stuff, you probably want to skip forward a few minutes. But what I want to talk about is Dragonfly BSD. Now, if you don't know what BSD is, BSD was a fork from the original Unix tree. Although I think basically all the original code's been replaced since then, over time. But it originally started as, I think there was BSD Lite, BSD 4.4, that sort of thing. And then over time, basically the three major players today are OpenBSD, NetBSD, and FreeBSD. But interestingly enough, in version 5 of FreeBSD, the FreeBSD team, it's an operating system. If you've ever heard of Linux, Linus Torvalds says it's Linux, not Linux. You can picture it as a Unix like that, but it's a lot more Unix-like than Linux is, honestly. Much more stable, much more secure, just a genuinely better operating system. But then in FreeBSD 5, there was a bit of controversy in the way that they were taking FreeBSD, because a lot of programmers, I don't know specifically what it was, but they were concerned with the way it was evolving. So a bunch of disgruntled FreeBSD users went over to made their own one called Dragonfly BSD, and you can go to dragonflybsd.org. And I have got to say, I was a little bit skeptical at first because, I like the SD and people who bag it out, etc. And I've been quite a loyal NetBSD user, actually, to tell the truth, because I like I just like the way it's very clean. It doesn't have crap. My Windows and all that, you install it and it comes with all this worthless crap you'll never use. And a lot of the Linux distros these days just come with all this crap. So NetBSD is very small, very light. But DragonBSD, I was actually very, very impressed, and I'm giving some serious consideration to making that my primary OS on my x86 machine. So I've got it running in virtual PC now on my Mac, because Sarab still has my computer. Yeah, I'm quite irritated by that. Take a few seconds to load. I'll just up the music first. Okay, it's loaded in virtual PC. So it looks pretty much just like your normal Unix system. But the first thing, what you can do is you can actually create user accounts in the installation, which I think is much more useful. I don't know why, but maybe this is just a virtual PC thing, but the man pages load so much faster in Dragonfly BSD. NetBSD wasn't too bad, but FreeBSD in particular in virtual PC... just generating a man page, a manual page, help page, would just take it'd take a few seconds to actually generate the thing and then show it to you. But in Dragonfly, it's almost instant, which is really good stuff. You can install it on a very, very small amount of space and still get some decent functionality. So what I'm intending to do on my PC when I get it back from Sarah eventually, I don't know when the hell that'll be. What I want to do is I'm gonna put Dragonfly BSD on my computer, and then I'm going to stick package. Apparently you can get package SRC for it, so I'll put that on there, and then have XFCE with OpenOffice on there, and it'd be such a nice lean mean with Firefox, of course, lean mean desktop machine. Awesome stuff. So, if you've been seeing this development in Dragonfly BSD and you weren't really too sure about it, I definitely would encourage you to give it a shot. It still uses the FreeBSD package collection. I was about to say ports collection, because I'm from NetBSD originally, and they call them ports because... it's the other way around. NetBSD calls them packages, FreeBSD calls them ports, because ports in NetBSD refer to the architecture. So there you go. Good stuff. DragonflyBSD, dragonflybsd.org. Highly encourage you to check it out. And the installation is really easy compared to other ones as well. Even if you've only used Windows, aside from the partitioning things, it is quite easy to install. I highly, highly encourage you. I was extremely impressed. Okay, now, hold on a second. I'm very sorry. I'm recording this on my Mac, and I can hear myself through the headphones, but for some reason, GarageBand is reporting that it's not recording anymore. So I'm not sure whether I'm actually talking to myself or... No, it's working. Okay, thank God. For a split second there, it hanged or something. I'm not sure. Weird. Now, here on the Rubino's show, we like to, I'm the only one doing it, goddamn. I like to think that I have very high standards. However, this is one particular time where I'm not going to have very high standards, because I was watching the show with the good, I forgot what it's called. The show that got after the B-Team on Channel 10. It was so funny. This is one sketch. If you listen to episode 53 of the Rubino's show, you would have heard that, rather draining clip on Adelaide weather. Excuse me. And so what I've done is that there's another weather forecaster, but a comedian guy, and this guy is so funny. I'm going to play this clip. Unfortunately, there is quite a lot of profanities, so if you're in a productive corporate environment, or if you're in an environment where there are little kids and stuff, maybe you'd prefer not to listen to this, or if you're offended by swearing, etc., then tune out for the next 3 minutes. So it's sort of a general warning, but this is some seriously good stuff. We'll give this a shot.
Alrighty, fucking what do we got next? Bloody Alice Springs, how about this, Alice Springs? I'll give you a fucking forecast for the next 1,000 fucking years, alright?
He's just put a picture of a sun in the middle of the continent. This cut-out picture of the sun.
It's gonna be fucking hot, all right? And if it's not fucking hot, it'll be hot and fucking wet, all right? Alrighty, moving on. Down here in fucking Canberra, I know you folks are sitting there going, fucking chopper, we don't give a fuck about the weather, we're bloody letting off fireworks, you fucking drug addicts. Alrighty. Down here in the great fucking Australian Bight, the waves are fucking coming up, you know? So fucking... Every fucking idiot with his surfboard's gonna be there, eh? Which means every shark with half a brain, he's gonna fucking be there as well, isn't he? Fucking cowabunga, dude, surf's fucking up, chomp! Alrighty, fucking here we go. What's bloody going on in Adelaide? Alright, we're going to Tasmania.
I resent that. Fucking...
Down here in Tassie, where Chopper's got his little farm, the fucking weather's always nice, isn't it? Hello, Chopper. Hello, he's fucking down in his house here, he's fucking waving at us. Alrighty, we're bloody going up to Sydney now. And these fucking wankers with their bridge, the weather will be fine. In fact, fucking while we're on it, why do they get a fucking bridge, Tell you what I'll do, I'll get this fucking bridge, put it between bloody Tassie where Chopper lives. Fucking Melbourne, where Chopper works, eh? Sneak on up and play fucking Neville Bartos a visit. And in fucking Melbourne, there's going to be a hail, right? A hail of fucking bullets at Neville Bartos's house. Fucking come on, Neville. Let me in, mate. Fucking let me in, come on. Oh, very rude, Chopper. Look at me, I'm fucking bang! Yeah, all right. And then over here in Perth, right? It doesn't fucking matter what the weather like in Perth. By the time they get this in 3 fucking hours, it'll have changed. You're so fucking far away, Perth, why don't you just fucking keep going? Go on. I'm fucking Chopper and that's the fucking weather.
And that's the weather. I'm sorry, that was really tasteless, but I had to put that in. I saw that the first time on TV, it was awesome. Anyway, I've only got 15 seconds left. This has been Ruben Ochoa on RubenOchoa.com 54, and today is Sunday, the 6th of November, 2005. Thank you for tuning in. Yours sincerely in every conceivable and non-financial way. I'm your host, Ruben Ochoa. You can get Ruben Ochoa at RubenOchoa.com or at ourmedia.org/user/38566. That's 38566. I'm your host, Ruben Ochoa. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll see you again on Wednesday. Have a great day.